Yo, what's smacking NBA hoop fans, basketball fans? Special shout outs to the 2K community. Just a fist reaction to Anthony Davis, man. He is now a LA Laker. How do you all feel about that, man? Let me know something. Thumbs up, thumbs down in the comments section. Appreciate you guys for rocking with me. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. That's it. And like that, we gone.
Yo, what's smacking NBA hoop fans? I'm back. Appreciate y'all for sticking around, man. Stay in tune, man. We back lit. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, so I appreciate that. Hall of Fame press badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Look, the Anthony Davis trade has happened. It's time to talk about it, but let's go ahead and be honest right here on HOF press badge. Yes, Fitz, your boy, the man, the myth, the legend in the making, did make the same mistake few others have. I guess that the hatred for the Warriors is real to the point where the Raptors just became everybody's team. The bandwagon definitely came out. And they picked up some journeymen, you feel me? So it is what it is, man. The Raptors, they beat both number one seeds. They beat the number one Western Conference seed. They beat the number one Eastern Conference seed. Yeah, it happened. I've seen stranger things. And this is one of them, for real, man. Shoutouts to everybody that was out there turning up, man. I definitely watched and enjoyed some of that, the praises. I've watched Nick Nurse go down the line after he got off the plane, going back to Toronto. Mostly everybody went back to Toronto except for Kawhi. Kawhi, I guess he had some family, you know what I'm saying, and he wanted to celebrate there, so it is what it is. Nick Nurse, like I said, walked the line, saw Serge, saw Gasol, Jeremy Lin, Norman Powell, Kyle Lowry, shoots, everybody basically came back, and it was really, really nice to hear the crowd, you know what I'm saying, out there. They were on top of the fence, turning up. So, the parade is coming, and just a fist reaction to the parade is coming very soon, too, because I will be watching that as well. But let's get into it, man. The Anthony Davis trade has happened. Let's go with the Pelicans first. The Pelicans, people on my poll, shout out to the Hardwood Amino, the boys on there, y'all really think that y'all really are believing in these Pelicans or something. David Griffin is, shout outs to the boy, man. He is handling business like a man, putting on his big boy shoes, big boy pants, and he is putting his foot into the remake. Honestly, they have the first pick and the fourth pick now, and they have Brandon Ingram, they have Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball may be a pretty good trading chip steal somewhere down the line through Phoenix, where they can get somebody from Phoenix. Now, I'm not sure who they want to get, who they would try to, you know what I'm saying, but you know what I'm saying, the draft is coming up, so I mean, they could flip Lonzo for another, you know what I'm saying, potential pick. Phoenix is still in the lottery, so if they wanted to do something slick, and if, I mean, Phoenix wants to reach out there and go for it, I don't know, man. I'd be on it first, man. I don't know, you heard it here first, just in case if something happens like that, you know, you heard it first. But look, honestly, in my opinion, the Pelicans are going to maybe do a B+. I'm more inclined to believe that now the Pelicans are going to make the right moves. They got Brandon Ingram. That's a really good pick. Brandon Ingram is going to be fine. I'm pretty sure Brandon Ingram is going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? We don't have worse wishes. You know what I'm saying? We only have well wishes that he has, you know what I'm saying, great seasons from this point forward. You know what I'm saying? Because last season he turned it up to a whole nother notch. You know what I'm saying? He was playing at an elite level and threw his name into the most improved player conversation somewhat. But that's neither here nor there, though. But I think that the Pelicans now have the first pick and the fourth pick, and with those picks they may do some damage. They may keep those two picks and then, as I say, do something with some trades where Lonzo goes and Phoenix, man. I don't know, man. Look, I'm not gonna say anything. Just know that I said the Phoenix thing, it may be real, because hey, he may not want to play there. So it is what it is. Josh Hart, really good pick. They couldn't get Kyle Kuzma, so they settled for Josh Hart. And shout out to Josh Hart. I saw him on the No Chill podcast recently with Gilbert Arenas. And yeah, man, he's from right around the corner from KD. So he's, of course, a hooper. Came from the G League, and he's doing his due diligence, and that's a really good pickup for the Pelicans. Same thing for Brandon Ingram and Alonzo. They just got decisions to make. They got a couple more picks. They may do some more things. Those picks may look good or may kind of soften the blow of what they may want to do with their pick. I don't know, man. I'm just keep my nose clean. Look, the Pelicans have options. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. Now, Anthony Davis is now a part of the usual suspects. A fish rots from the head down. If there is oil in the water, ink in the water, blood in the water, somewhere at the top of the food chain, the trickle-down effect is not a cool place for a person like Anthony Davis, but the only thing that helps Anthony Davis in this situation is he can get his money and he can play with a franchise that actually has a name. The fact that the Lakers have been losing for the past 6 years is a trend that is going to continue. Let me say that again. The negative train and the negative trend that the usual suspects are going down is going to continue. The conversation is, yeah, they're going to go into the playoffs. They're going to go into the playoffs. And I don't know where this conversation went left, where Kyrie Irving is less injury prone than Anthony Davis. No. Let's bring it all the way back together, because the narrative that has been spent where Anthony Davis is not as injured as, let's just do it like this. There's a couple of players that get injured a lot, and Brandon Roy, I'll go there to start. Brandon Roy, injured player. You get Greg Oden, injured player. You then get Derrick Rose, injured player. You get Kyrie Irving, injured player. You get Anthony Davis, injured player. You got Blake Griffin, and then just recently he got back into the injury category or whatever. He's dealing with his knee, speedy recovery. But yeah, man, like, these guys are the guys that get injured a lot. They're like body injury charts, like their diagrams, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. They have a ton of injuries. They're always missing they're missing games due to injury. They're not missing games just due to fatigue or load management or anything like that. But it is what it is, man. It's just a fact. I don't know what is going on with the Lakers, but that is a good pick. That's a good pickup as a player who is who you're going to build off of. LeBron is going to be a point guard. He's going to be a point forward, whatever. He's going to be a point guard. He's going to initiate the offense. He's going to give the ball to Anthony Davis on the wing because he's not going to be able to give it to him on the post. Excuse me, in a half court setting without him drawing a double team where the offense becomes a little tricky with who they have on the floor now, with who they have still on the court. Shout out to Kyle Kuzma still being a Laker. I like that, though. I like that a lot. But honestly, there are space issues that I see. But that's neither here nor there. Wait a minute. I have a quick something to put in the air. It's just some JSS. Is Julius Randle elevated with like a Brook? No, not a Brook. Nah, it's not that type of center. I'm looking for a center. It's Sean Kemp meets Julius Randle. It's the athleticism of Sean Kemp or a Blake Griffin inside of what Julius Randle really should have been. Like, Julius Randle was always just short for the position that he should play because he played a lot bigger than he should have been. Shout out to Draymond Green's long arms. But like, Julius Randle, is this the comparison? Like, a really athletic Julius Randle? Is that kind of the comparison that we could give Zion Williamson? I'm becoming a little scared, a little skeptical. I don't know. A little scared, a little scarce. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. I don't know. Somebody need to fact check me, though. But look, back to it. Anthony Davis and LeBron on the court together kind of screams spatial issues with Kyle Kuzma right now. Kyle Kuzma is going to do a lot of stuff that Anthony Davis does. And then maybe Anthony Davis goes there. And one of the things he wants is to continue to try to be a power forward in a league where he should be the center at this point. Does he still want to be the four? And if so, then what does that look like for the Lakers? Do they go get Brook Lopez again? Do they go get DeMarcus Cousins? Do they go and keep JaVale? What happens next? Do they go get Kevon Looney? What happens? You got a lot of decisions to make over there with the usual suspects. Right now, though, it doesn't look like, oh yeah, they're going to be a high 4-seed playoff. No, I don't see that. Maybe 5. If Anthony Davis is actually there. But who knows what's going to go on with LeBron next year. The usual suspects, man. The top. It's top heavy, but it's really a fish rotting from the head down. I really think that LeBron is doing his mogul mode, as Colin Cowherd would say. Shout out to him. I think he's in mogul mode, and he's ready to put up some money in LA and get ready for Bronny Jr. to jump into the NBA and do his thing. He's trying to take some time to coach and stuff like that. And he's got some AAU games and tournaments and stuff that he's been turning up at. So I don't know, man. This is going to be an interesting situation that comes about from this Anthony Davis trade. He's finally a Laker. How do you guys feel about that, man? HOF press badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald's name. Basketball is the game. How do you guys feel about it? Those are some of my opinions. Don't kill the messenger. Shoot your shot in the comments, man. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let me know how good or bad the Hall of Fame press badge show is. And definitely give me some comments on the questions that I ask. Got two questions to ask. Is Klay Thompson or Steph Curry the better shooter? Who's the better shooter of the two? Who would you rather give the clutch shot to? Who was on their way to winning that MVP if the Warriors had won? Like, there's a couple of questions in my head. And then the other question that I had asked. If you do not know the two questions that I asked, make sure that you just hop back a segment back. Check things out, man. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald's name. Basketball is the game. I appreciate you guys for sticking around. Man, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, so I appreciate that. You dig? Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame, then you must be drunk. That's it. Thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge show. Hit me up on Twitter at JustLScott to join the conversation. At HOF Press Badge is the handle on Twitter for the official podcast, and the same on Hardwood Amino. Log on to HOFPressBadge.com for all the exclusive blog content. And if you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride that I'm on my road to 99, log on to HOFPressBadge.com. And make sure that you get onto the Hardwood Amino. Shout out to the boys on there, man. Appreciate those guys. Remember that it is not a lot of black and white. There is a lot of gray area. We're going to see what happens with this free agency, man. Follow the K's. The money, man. Follow the K's. It's Fitz, man. Close the door behind you on your way about this joint, man. Or you flee the scene and shake the spot. Close the door behind you on your way about this joint. The shop is closed. It's Fitz. Like that, we gone.
Explain what is there.